This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Start the third hour of the program. It is Kim and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, built for Tough Studio on this Tuesday. A lot on the Nets, of course, this morning. A lot on the Yankees so far this morning. And we'll keep the theme going. And why the hell not? She loves phone calls. So do I. Coming up later in the hour, though, I do present... That's probably not the right way to say it. I have a question for Kim about a challenge that she did not accept. That she could accept in the 9 o'clock hour if she so chooses.
Oh, wow.
Well, that sounds interesting.
I like this. I love this stuff.
So I'll wait for Chris to be in here for that because he might know a little bit about this too. I'm not sure.
I did not accept, you don't accept the challenge.
You did not. And if you don't, perhaps one of the guys will. I don't know. We shall see. My guess is probably not, but you never know.
So if I don't accept it, no one's going to accept it.
I didn't say that. I'm saying if you don't, maybe one of the other guys will.
But you doubt it.
I doubt it. But Chris could. We'll leave
it
there.
All right.
I don't want to get too
this is next
mysterious.
Hour.
Yes.
Okay.
Donald in Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Donald? How are you?
What's up? I just wanted to say thank you both for filling in. And I wanted to say a special thanks to Jerry for making his calendar. I gave it to my friend who is a veterinarian surgeon.
Okay.
And... veterinarians don't have their own offices. They kind of share, like, all the doctors share this one large kind of office, and they each have a little area.
Yeah.
She has nothing above her computer except your calendar.
Nice.
And she put it up in January. And it was funny because a couple of weeks went by, and no one said anything to her. You know, like, you know they saw it, but they didn't say anything. And now every month people comment, and they want, now, like, next year you're going to have works in Katona in Long Island.
Nice.
And We just love your satire, and we also like the squirrel stories from Kim.
That's important. That was an important ad there. I appreciate that.
Donald, thank you.
Just so you know, in the veterinarian's office, when they hung it in January, the message on the calendar with snowy gray day as the picture, the world is filled with crappy people that do crappy things.
So. Pretty much.
Happy New Year from Jerry.
Well, thanks so much for checking in. What can I tell you? That sounds about right. Unfortunate. I will tell you, I gave Sal one, and about a week went by, and he came in. He goes, hey, love the calendar. He goes, I got to tell you, though, I left it on the kitchen table. My wife picked it up and goes, what in the hell is this? And you're not hanging this up in the kitchen, which I thought was funny. George in Hope, New Jersey. What's up, George?
Yes, I'm just calling in on a Yankee situation.
Yeah.
The gentleman beforehand said about Benintendi, a trade for Benintendi, the outfielder from Kansas City.
Yep.
It would be a good trade, but another one would be the kid from Pittsburgh. I believe his last name is Bowden or Bowden.
Oh, I'll take your word for it. I am not familiar with the Pirates at all anymore.
He plays the outfield, and he's got 2 years, I believe, left on his contract, which is not high, which is not an expensive contract.
Right.
But the problem is, of course, you got to give people up. And we know how the Yankees are about giving people up.
Well, George, this goes to another point that we were talking about earlier about chemistry and about the way the team is playing. Has there ever been a team that doesn't need to make a move at the deadline?
Oh, exactly.
Right. Oh, sorry there. My bad. Because they are so good, and it's almost like, what are we trying to fix? Like, I understand the point of what Gallo's been, 100%, I get that. But at the same time, they're 34 games over 500, and at the trade deadline, and this is not an exaggeration,
they might be 50 games over 500.
Sure, they might be. They also conceivably during that period could have an injury.
Absolutely. And that's
when the trade deadline would be particularly helpful to a team that in the regular season is and has been as good as the Yankees.
And they have been. I mean, they've been great.
They've been great. They don't have letdowns. They don't make bad mistakes. You see, you know, Oakland last night, you know, booting some things around, the two catchers' interferences. They make mistakes. Houston made a couple mistakes. I thought, you know, in that Houston series, I thought at one point Dusty or someone should have gone out to save that pitcher who got squeezed on the Anthony Rizzo at bat,
mm-hmm.
but it was an 18 pitch at bat.
Right.
And there just was sort of a laissez-faire scenario there where they didn't address it. I feel like Aaron Boone's out there addressing it, or his pitching coaches and that kind of thing. I feel like the Yankees have really rolled seven. You want to roll sevens, right?
Yeah.
They've rolled sevens this first half of the season.
There are two teams. I'm sure there are more, but for me, watching on a daily basis, there are two teams that I can think of that I have the same thought about. And okay. I'm not saying they're going to end up being them. I'm not saying they're going to be better than them, but I'm just saying how I personally have felt. When the 86 Mets went out and played, I felt like they were winning every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when the 98 Yankees went out and played, I felt like they were winning every day. And I have that feeling with this team, and I have now, obviously, for the last month or so, maybe a little longer. It's almost as if who's stopping them. That's how I feel about them.
I'll tell you, the 2009 Yankees, which obviously worked out well, they walked off the Twins 3 days in a row that May. And I was still covering the Yankees then, and I remember that feeling important, even though they quote-unquote always beat the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the way they did it. And I thought that back then, like looking back, it's hard, I can't put myself back there, obviously, but looking back on that, my guess is I felt like that really was, you know, it's like jumping on a trampoline and just continuing to bounce with the highs, not the lows. And this team, maybe not quite in that dramatic fashion, but this team on a day-to-day basis has been that good.
Yeah. Hard to argue, for sure. One more on the Yankees before we get to a couple of personal calls. My guy, Rich in East Meadow. What's up, Richie?
Jerry, I got to tell you, I love it when you guys are on, and I mean this in a nice way, and all of you go off the rails to entertain us, because this is like a four-hour podcast where we're actually seeing and hearing and being able to talk and everything. So I just wanted to thank you for that. And my comment is somewhat similar to the guy that called in before. The Mullins and Benintendi thing make sense for two things. They're quality outfielders, and it can hurt to get one more left-handed bat in the lineup. And both of them can hit left-handers with no problem. So if we don't have to give up much, it's just like, one thing is the final piece. But it's a good piece of the puzzle to be able to add in, because you're probably not going to have to give up much, I don't think, but it's a good fit in terms of where they play and what side of the plate they bat off of.
Yeah, I love the Benintendi fit. I do. I don't know why. That works for me for whatever reason.
I would agree with that. That might be the easier fit, too.
Well, probably so. Richie, appreciate the call. That's, by the way, he's my accountant.
Oh.
Love Rich.
Very nice.
He is a diehard Yankee fan, so I know where he's coming from. All right, a couple of personal calls, if you will. Kathleen in Baltimore. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
How are you?
Good. I've been meaning to call you since we last spoke.
You have not called my weekend shows in a while now.
I know. I'm usually sleeping. I sleep a lot.
Okay.
Because I don't know my way around, but also I'm afraid I might go out and get shot or something. You know?
God.
I mean, I don't know. This is like Baltimore. They must have guns, you know? So, anyway, I haven't gotten any new rabbits, but I...
Are they all hanging in there?
They're all dead.
Wait, no. Last time we talked, you had live rabbits.
Yeah, no, that was... She died.
Wait, what was her name?
Maria.
Maria died?
Yes, Maria died.
When?
She was the last one. Oh, golly, it was Yeah, time is such a blur.
The last time we talked, you had a live rabbit.
Yeah,
one rabbit left, the big white one. And, you know, she was, you know, she was one of those ones that you see in commercials, the New Zealand white. And, I found her lying on the floor.
Really?
In a familiar death position.
Oh.
And I just, I remember my sister had to stop at her dentist, and I'm sitting in the corner with Maria wrapped in a towel, like, kissing her, and, you know.
When she was dead?
Yeah.
But Kathleen.
Well, I used to work in pathology, and I'd get a chance to go to morgue, so I'm not afraid of dead things, you know. I mean.
You were kissing a dead rabbit?
Yeah.
No.
I was. Yeah, just little kisses on her head. Because, you know, there was nothing, you know, visibly wrong with her. It was obviously, you know, all inside. They have very, you know, strange digestive systems.
Okay.
And so she died. And since then, I'm tempted, but I don't think I could go through that again, you know, like losing all those rabbits some so rapidly, you know.
Is she in an urn like the other ones?
Yes. She was big, so she's got a bigger urn. There's a little gold plaque that says Maria on the outside that they give you. I found a very nice place, and they were very kind. And
how many urns are we up to now? Because I've lost track.
Oh my God! Let's see, Bon Bon.
I remember Bon Bon.
Yeah, Bon Bon was number one. And
Bon Bon, I think, was your favorite.
That's what my sister said yesterday. And
secretly,
you're right. But don't tell the other rabbits.
I won't.
But they passed away. Yeah.
We won't tell them.
Yeah, because they would be jealous. But yeah, Bon Bon,
yeah.
Maria, John, Judy.
Judy.
And my other favorite, Happy.
Happy. I remember Happy also. Happy and Bon Bon are the two I remember.
Happy was my baby. Yeah. Yeah. They were just the best. And so I just wanted to say hi.
Yes. I'm glad you called. It's been a while. This has been a long time since I've heard from you.
I know. Well, you know, like, I figured, like, Boomer and Gio weren't here to make fun of me like they did last time. Like, I felt bad.
Yeah.
You know, the next day they were laughing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, not that, you know, ruined my life or anything.
Right.
But I was just, you know, glad that I was awake. I heard your voice. I was thrilled.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm so glad to hear you. How you feeling?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I hope you call one of my weekend shows again soon.
I will. I'll try and stay alert, and I will call you again.
Can you make us a deal, though, Kathleen? Call us next time when your next rabbit is alive and well.
Oh, God. There's not going to be any more rabbits.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
I think it's taken a toll.
I understand.
It really has. I mean, losing 8 rabbits and sometimes, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night and I feel them there. I think they're alive, you know, and I'm like, where's that food bowl? What did I do? Did I forget to feed them? And then I'm like, no, stupid, they're dead, you know? And I just, you know, so they'll always be, you know, in my mind. And it was such a wonderful experience. I mean, I think I was so lucky. And, I rescued 2 other rabbits. I think I told you that.
Yes.
That found homes. And because I...
Right, that's right. They found homes because you didn't feel
because I talked. Yeah, I talked about rabbits a lot at work, and someone spotted one, and I went over to the place where she had seen it, and there were these 2 women standing there, and the rabbit was huddled in the corner.
Mm.
It was one of those, like, you know, ones that Martha Stewart always has on her cover, or that they use for Cadbury, which was a baby. And they're like, not our rabbit. I said, well, I'm Kathleen from the Rabbit Society. I said, I'm taking this rabbit. They're like, okay. So I put her in my purse, and we went to Wendy's. I got a salad for her. And then I called my rabbit friend. And within 3 hours, we found her a home.
That's awesome.
It was so great.
Kathleen, before we let you go, one of the funniest things that you said that is not rabbit related on one of your calls to one of my weekend shows was that you did not care for Maryland, and one of the reasons why was no one was taller than 5'6" in Maryland. Do you remember that?
Yes. And I stand by that. I feel tall. I'm like a little over 5'6", but I have good posture. You know, so but they were all shrinking noticeably. You know, I mean, because like where I live, there's like a lot of old people. You know, I'm like the youngest person in the building, and I'm pretty old. So, I mean, it's like Midgetville.
It's
terrible.
Well, Kathleen, great hearing from you. Yeah. We hope to hear from you again.
Take care, Kathleen.
Soon.
We'll talk to you soon.
I hope everybody's alive and well. I didn't realize that was a serious phone call.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
No, she's called my weekend shows. We've had very long conversations on the weekend shows.
I can see how.
Yeah?
Holy smokes. Okay.
They're all dead.
The rabbits.
Eddie, come on, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Soon to be 8:25. You know what that means. So don't go anywhere. It's Kim and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. I have a challenge for Kim in a moment. I'll see if CeeLo's interested. And this has something to do with interested. Something you talked about, which is why I'm surprised you're surprised.
This morning?
No.
Okay.
I would not say that. All right, you hear the music. It is a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Bombers against Cincinnati. Just think of it this way. You're seeing the Yankees. Tuesday, July 12th. Right now, be caller number 7, 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the fan. LaPresti, 1 second. I just want to, because I want you here for this.
Nervous there.
I know that.
Yeah.
I did listen to your program over the weekend. And I did notice that there was something that was brought up between you and Zoo, and I don't think you followed through with it.
Oh, boy.
And that was, as a snack.
Zoo. Dangerous.
As a snack, 2 bananas and a Sprite.
Okay.
Excuse me?
This was your show.
I don't know.
I don't think this was Trista Crick. This was you.
Okay.
2 bananas and a Sprite.
Okay.
And he talked you out of it because it would make you feel sick. Right or wrong?
Kid, I have looks no like idea.
You do not remember about this conversation with Zoo.
I didn't. I haven't had a Sprite in probably 10
I
years.
I know you didn't. That was the challenge, was if you had 2 bananas and a Sprite, you would feel lousy. And you have, do you not remember this conversation?
No.
They're all
dead. You do not remember this conversation with Big Zoo.
On Saturday morning.
Or Sunday.
Oh, boy, Jerry.
It was
but
over
I
the
worked
weekend.
With Zoo on Saturday
Then it was
morning.
Saturday, yes. All right, so
no,
hey,
I don't remember.
Here, so you have a little bit of a challenge here. I know you got stuff to do. You got to go back to Saturday morning for you.
Okay,
I'll get you an approximate time.
Sure.
Because, my God, if I'm making this up, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that would be a little
it's
scary.
It's possible that I heard someone else do this.
I don't remember anyone talking about a Sprite. Now, I have a banana usually every day.
Yes, and then you said sometimes two, as I seem weird. And then he said, the problem is you can't have a Sprite with the 2 bananas. You will feel horrendous.
Who thinks to have a Sprite with the banana?
I don't know. He was the one that brought it up. And you said you wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it, but I don't.
I was going to give you an opportunity to do it today.
It's probably why she doesn't remember, because it seemed like such an asinine suggestion that she's put it out of her mind.
2 bananas and a Sprite.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that would go over.
Sounds like a name for like a bad podcast or something.
Not bad.
That's actually a good
Sprite.
One.
Yeah.
All right, take it away, and I'll sift through this and find it.
Okay, sounds good. Powered by Superbook. Now
when you do shows, though, like you're just cycling, especially solo shows, you're really cycling through like... You know,
it's all a blur.
Yeah.
A blur.
I was fascinated by the conversation when I was in the car.
Really?
I was. Yes, I was.
You hooked Jerry with
I almost went home and tried it.
I hooked you with 2 bananas and a Sprite?
Pretty much.
You're easy, Jerry.
Chris, go ahead.
All right. Powered by Superbook. Now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also sponsored by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Kyrie Irving is staying with the Nets, presumably, now that he is opting in for $36.5 million next season. Irving confirming that decision after lots of speculation and wondering over the course of the last few weeks, certainly the last few days, with talks of a sign and trade or possibly going elsewhere on the mid-level exception, essentially a massive pay cut. Kevin Durant, by all accounts, sat this one out. He'd let Kyrie go through his own process, kept their personal relationship separate.
I try not to let that get in the way of somebody else's personal decision, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, whatever happens, the friendship will still be there.
That was from his podcast, the ETC podcast, on Friday. Now, social media was ablaze once the news hit yesterday, but credit Kyrie, he only took the bait on one tweet. And that came from the Barstool Sports account, and they wrote, quote, Kyrie Irving destroying every NBA team he's ever been a part of, and included a clip from, I think it was The Dark Knight, with the late Heath Ledger as the Joker, where he's walking out of the hospital after setting off explosives everywhere. So you get the picture of the picture that they're trying to paint. So Kyrie did respond to that tweet. It's the only response I saw from his timeline from yesterday, and he wrote, asterisk, NBA champion and gold medalist Kyrie Irving. Just thought the statement needed
he wrote that?
He did. Just thought the statement needed a correction as you all continue to make money off of mine and countless others.
Oh, that was the Barstool thing?
Yes.
So I was talking to Eddie. Got it.
All right, then. That was the only thing where he engaged somebody else.
All right.
You guys asked last hour if Woj replied to whoever that guy was. He did not.
Right.
Kyrie, I'm sure there were a lot of things said about him yesterday, and that was the one where he just couldn't hold back. So there you go. We talked about John Wall and the gobs of money he got to leave Houston and go to the Clippers. Your thoughts on, are you a Bradley Beal guy or no? Because the reports are
good
he's,
player, yeah.
He's
I a mean, good,
yeah, 5 year supermax at $248 million.
Oof.
For a team that still looks like they have no chance
of
winning. So he's gonna, that's reportedly, multiple reports, gonna opt out and sign the supermax with the Wizards.
$50 million a year.
42.7.
As we said, 248.
Yes. I guess the first year would be 42.7, and then I guess it escalates from there.
So 50 plus?
Well, whatever, however you wanna do the math.
Oh,
what's 240? You're right. Almost $50 million a year.
I don't understand. I don't.
So if he doesn't opt out, he would earn about 36.4.
But how would he ever deal with that?
I knew you were going to say that because I was going to say it. Yes. How would you ever get by? It's amazing. The money in sports
is stupid at this point.
Yes, it really is. All right. Let's get to another comeback for the Yankees, this time aided by the last place Oakland A's.
After review, we have catcher's interference. The battle is awarded. First base.
So it's now a 5-4 game.
John sorting through all of it there in the seventh.
So what is going on here?
Yeah, pretty much. You heard about the beginning there. Are they ready? Probably like, come on already with these reviews.
That review wasn't very long, though. They got that one pretty quick.
That ump sounded like he was a New Yorker, too. Sounded like a thick New York
wasn't
accent.
That C.B. Buckner?
Sure. Remember
who that was? Okay.
Maybe.
Right.
I mean, I saw him.
You played him.
No. Well, I know, but it doesn't say which umpire's name it was. I saw him on the screen. I don't remember if that's exactly C.B. Buckner or not, but it's a good guess, I would say. Could certainly be the case. So not one, but two catcher's interference calls against Oakland and Sean Murphy in the seventh.
That's just sloppy. It's obviously mechanics, but that's just sloppy. No attention to detail. A last place team. That should never happen.
It shouldn't.
Like that.
And I was looking at it and I'm like, man, I don't remember the last time I saw that happen. Twice in one inning.
Right.
I'm figuring it's been a long time. Someone alerted me to a tweet that one, I think maybe ESPN stats account or whatever put out. So Sean Murphy, the first catcher to have two interference calls in the same inning since Baltimore's Pedro Severino, July of 2020, against the Yankees.
Yeah, another bad team,
and
though.
And the two batters, Aaron Judge and
No kidding.
Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton.
I would have thought Gardner would have been in that mix.
All right.
Because he was good with that slap swing.
Yeah, well, I mean, Judge and Stanton, sort of like a deep bat path, I guess. And
he is right up on them, though. My Lord.
He is. Well, he kind of would have to be, right?
Yeah, no, for sure.
So, yeah, too bad. But it's funny, now that I read that, I think I do remember that
game. How'd you get so cleaned up for this morning?
About? What do you mean?
Well, I see you on SNY from last night.
What the hell time was that at? The holdover gel from last night. Because I came right here and slept on the recliner. So the gel is still...
Well, then there you go.
There you go. We finished at about 11:30. No way I was going home. Get home about 1 o'clock to turn around
and come back
an hour later.
That's why I was kind of wondering where you went and took a shower, because you look good.
No shower. I took the shower.
Holdover gel.
Well, I took a shower last night, and then got dressed with the gel, went in to do TV. So what you're seeing is the remnants of that.
Got it.
So I'm only, about...
Hold up quite well.
About 12, 13 hours removed. Not bad.
No, it was actually pretty good.
Crash and burn this afternoon, but, that's the way it goes.
Details.
Yes. Anyway, the Yankees had a 6-run rally in the seventh there as they erased a 5-2 deficit, ended up beating the A's at the stadium 9-5. Giancarlo Stanton and Anthony Rizzo with homers before the rally, and then after the nonsense with the catcher's interference, you had 2-run doubles from both Josh Donaldson and Jose Trevino as part of that rally. Kind of cool part of this game, though. What are you taking a picture
of? I'm taking a picture of you on three screens.
Oh, okay. Very good. Sorry that you're being overwhelmed by me right now.
I love it. CeeLo's everywhere.
It's not my doing. It's just the way it happens.
Hold on. Okay. Eddie, can you play this? Whatever. The Yankees won. We know. Can you play this from Saturday so I'm not losing my mind?
A 2-hour and 25-minute show. Had a banana. Love bananas. Why do I like bananas so much?
I don't love that potassium.
I know. It's good for you. It is good for you. I think you can probably eat too many bananas.
You can. I think it's like a thing. If you eat a banana and drink if you eat a certain amount of bananas, I definitely know you get sick.
Really?
And I know if you eat a banana and drink Sprite, you get sick.
What are you talking about? Let's do it on the air next time we work together.
We'll have digital. I'll tell
that. I remember it now that I hear the conversation.
Okay.
Yes.
I literally thought I was losing my mind.
But when you do a solo
show. I know. Trust me, I know.
You know, with everything going on. Yes.
And four hours.
And yeah, and a lot of hours to play with. But yes, now hearing it, I remember that conversation. Someone said to me, paid me, you know, a compliment. I mean, that's not the point of the story. A beat writer, you know, texted me like that my take on something was accurate, but whatever. And I, of course, thanked the person. And I'm thinking to myself, but I don't know what the person's referencing, because I've been on already for 2.5 hours,
thanks,
and I got a couple
compliment.
More to go.
But
thank
it.
You, I appreciate it. You know, right. you just don't. When you're doing solo, it's just such a different show than with even one person, let alone a couple.
Plus, then Zoo comes out of left field.
Yes.
He has to dive in and talk bananas.
I know.
It's like he was waiting for you.
He was like, with the Sprite thing.
Bring up the banana. I'm ready for the info with the bananas and Sprite.
I was mildly tempted to try the Sprite and the banana Saturday afternoon.
Sick.
But
why would you
not.
Want to get yourself sick?
Because I didn't believe it.
He was going to test fate. Tempt fate.
I'm with you. I think it's one of these, you know, flat earth things.
Yeah. It's fine.
This young man, Sonny Garden, behind me is saying that it's real 100%. He hasn't done it, but he's watched videos.
That's a video thing?
Dude,
watching videos of
YouTube.
People eating.
Yeah,
so
20 videos, so it must be true.
I will check during the break for my own two eyes. With my own two eyes.
Very
I will
good.
Check YouTube. Go
Here's
ahead.
Aaron Boone on Albert Abreu, who after the Yankees took the lead, ended up closing out this game 2 1/3 in relief of Jordan Montgomery. He's back with the team after he was part of the Jose Trevino trade to the Rangers back in early April. And he's back with the Yankees and did the job last night.
Wow. Thought he was great. Just pounding the strike zone. You see what he's capable of when he's pounding the strike zone. He was efficient. Stuff was really good. And 7 big outs.
Yeah, and gave the bullpen a rest because they had used Clay Holmes and Michael King the day before in the comeback win over the Astros. Here was Abreu through translator Marlon Abreu on being back. He actually said that when he got the news, it gave him hope because he had lost confidence after things went south with the Rangers and the Royals.
Just walking into the stadium here, walking through those doors, you know, I felt a rush of energy and positive energy, and it just let me know that this is where I belong, and felt like a different person right there.
So you go from two bad teams, then you get back around that winning culture, and all of a sudden you can go out there and be a productive player again. Now Jordan Montgomery, who got the start, gave up a 5 spot. Other than that, was pretty good again. I think it's like 6 or 7 in a row where he's given them at least 6 innings. So despite giving up the 5 in that one inning, still was able to get through 6 2/3, but afterwards not satisfied.
Obviously we won, so I'm happy about that, but I just expect a lot more out of myself. I'm sick of giving up runs, and I know I'm good enough not to.
I mean, you got to love
Understood,
that.
Understood, absolutely.
Guy last year, it was like if you got five innings out of him, you'd sign for it. And now not only has he been keeping the runs down for the most part, he's given them more length. So this has really been probably his most consistent season so far. Middle game this evening, coverage on the Fan 625. You get another look at the left-hander J.P. Sears up from AAA for a spot start. Frankie Montas will start for Oakland. Also, the Mets and the Astros are meeting again after their 2 games in Houston last week. They were off Monday, both teams, and now they will open a quick 2-game interleague series at Citi Field. Carlos Carrasco opposed by Luis Garcia tonight at 7-10. Or 7-2-10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what 7-2-10 is.
Well, the game will be on 7-10. That's about right.
The game, yes. The Dan Snyder stuff, where last week the U.S. House Oversight Committee, the representative mentioned she was going to subpoena him. So now it seems like he's kind of ducking this subpoena where they haven't been able to serve it to him. And they're trying to get him to come and appear and testify in this situation with the workplace conduct, and the workplace environment with Washington. But it just goes to show that, you know, the legal stuff, you get the attorneys involved. He had a spokesman release a statement to ESPN and said, Mr. Snyder has not refused to appear for a deposition. The committee offered only one date, June 30th. And Mr. Snyder's attorney is out of the country and unavailable on that date. Mr. Snyder's lawyer has provided alternative dates to the committee and looks forward to finding a path forward for Mr. Snyder's further cooperation and to address remaining due process concerns. So last week, he was conveniently in France on his yacht when they invited him to this meeting, testimony, whatever, when Goodell got grilled. And now that they're subpoenaing him, they're claiming, hey, they only gave us one date. Oh, sorry, my attorney's not around.
And you have the start of the Deshaun Watson disciplinary hearings.
Yes,
too.
which is an internal thing between the league and the Players Association. So an interesting situation, to say the least, in both cases.
All right,
what's
Chris,
your lean on where the suspension is going to go for Watson?
It sounds like the league once a year. Now, whether the person in charge of the investigation, you know, agrees with that. I would suggest, though, that we will probably hear this.
It's got to be soon, right?
You know, but with the July 4th weekend, you know, and it's a long weekend because July 4th is what, Tuesday?
Monday,
excuse me.
Well, Friday but at 5 yeah, o'clock situation.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah.
Unprecedented is the word that was floated around over the weekend.
Well, if he gets a year, I think that is unprecedented, isn't it?
I think I read at least a year they won. So we shall see. All right, Chris, we will see you again next hour. Thanks very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, great to have you with us. My name is Jerry. She's Kim. My wife's name is Kim, too. She's from easy. 8:45 on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is. It just
and blows. Only three letters, so you That's are true. Really rolling aces.
That's how I remembered your wife's name, Jerry, because Kim Carton.
Yes.
Kim Recca.
Yes. And now we've got two Ginas in the mix.
Two Ginas.
Greg's wife,
very,
Gina.
Very convenient.
And your girlfriend is
very convenient to remember.
So it does work. How about that?
Wait, whose wife is Gina?
Greg's.
Oh, Greg. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you said Craig.
No.
And I...
Okay. Craig's wife is Kim.
Right. No, I knew Greg's that. That's Gina. Why I...
And we don't have a second Marion, unfortunately.
No.
That's Eddie's wife. What's Fliegelman's... he's getting married Friday. His fiance is... Stacy?
No.
Melody?
No.
Melody?
Not Melody.
Maddie. Madeline.
Maddie.
I was close.
That's it.
Is it a Penn State themed wedding?
You said Melody.
It is.
He's a Penn Stater like I.
And she is too?
Few years. Yeah, I know. Right.
Well, their invitations were blue and white.
Oh, that's nice.
But they did not meet at Penn State. They met after.
No, is that true?
Yep.
Okay.
Taylor Swift concert?
Possibly.
Met game?
Also possible. Right.
That's cool. And we're all going. How about that?
Oh, really?
We are. Al's actually going to leave the condo.
Because it's only like 10 minutes from my house.
I'm a Penn Stater and I wasn't invited.
Oh, interesting.
Did you, real quick, because
I'm okay with that.
I'm sure Kim has never heard these before.
Oh, no.
Do you have the clips of Al being invited to Allie's wedding? And making his decision on what he would do for that.
No.
Which was back in December. It was December. It was right before Christmas, if I remember correctly. Eddie and I went. Yeah, 100% were there.
Boomer went.
Boomer was there.
And Gio.
Greg went. It's true. We all represented. Had a very nice time. Beautiful place.
Oh, no.
Al was invited. Had some thoughts on it.
I'm not going. I'm 100% not going. Not attending. Don't want to go.
What's wrong?
Not attending. Long Island's way too far. Sorry, I can't make it, but I could make it.
That's my favorite one.
I don't know if those drops were in reference to that wedding.
No, they were.
No, but I think they were.
I did decide I was not going to Long Island. It was just, I would be stressed out. It wouldn't be worth it.
And
I'd be miserable.
And I took a lot of blame for you not going.
Yeah, because Jerry talked to me. He's like, well, then don't go. He was so nice
go,
about
don't
it.
Go.
Right. Don't go.
Like not, and it'd be nice if you went, but no one's going to miss you.
Allie's a wonderful person.
Yeah, very
Allie's
wonderful.
Awesome. She is a wonderful person.
Very wonderful. Had she not lived in Long Island, I definitely would.
And in fairness to Al, that ride was rough. That was a
You were late.
I forget why. I had something going on that afternoon.
There was a game.
My God. Yes. It took 2.5 hours to get there.
I'm sure it did.
And to be fair, Fliegelman invited Boober and Gio to his wedding also. And
they're not going.
Probably just for the cash, which was a very smart move by him. But they're not coming.
They're not going. All right, well, so be it. We'll be there. We will represent.
You're going out.
Yeah. I Google mapped it. It's, I think, 12 minutes from where I live. So I'm in. I don't even care if I knew Fliegelman or not.
And Bob, are you going to take the dog?
Whimsy? That would be nice, but I don't think dogs are allowed.
Okay.
And Bob Uecker is going to be there.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's nice.
And Steve Summers is going to be
nice.
There.
That's nice.
So Bob Uecker is going to make the trip an hour north from Connecticut.
Yep.
And some of us are not.
But that's retired.
So what?
That's nice.
He's got plenty of time.
So he's bored.
Yeah.
Something to do.
I'll do stuff once I'm retired.
I think JJ will
You
be
are
there.
Retired. You're home at 11 o'clock every day, and you've got nothing to do until you wake up at 2 a.m. You're kind of living a retired life.
I do have some responsibilities. I got to come here.
You do. You do. Retired people have responsibilities as well. And you have a dog that you walk. Hope you don't lose on the leash. Michael in Colts Neck. What's up, Mike?
Yes, good morning, guys and girls. I just want to preface my call. I don't care about Knicks, Nets, Jets, everybody. I care about Kim. I'd like to ask her out.
I care.
What type of date are we talking about?
All right, I'll tell you. I live in Colts Neck, New Jersey, but I'm in Manhattan all the time.
Mm.
I don't know if she knows, there's a restaurant called Avra. There's one on 60th Street between Madison and 5th. We're not going there. They opened a new outpost on 6th Avenue near Bryant Park. So that's where I'd like to take her. And then we're going to go dancing.
Oh, we're going to dance. We're going to dance the night away.
That's not happening.
All right, so that
Michael, dancing's not happening, but the offer is very nice.
That Michael, that's very nice.
It's very, very nice. I cannot dance to save my life.
We'll discuss it. My guess is it's going to be a no, but thank you. It's very nice.
It was very, very
Colts
nice.
Colts Neck, though? Cash.
Colts Neck is beautiful.
At a wedding, then, you don't dance at weddings? How do you get out of that? Because I'd love to know how to get out of
I just sit.
Out of that, yeah.
You just sit at your
table. I
sit
instead of dance.
Get in conversation. I've tried that move.
Yeah, deep conversation of small talk, which I also love. Really,
after I talk, I'll
right.
be out there, and I never go out there.
Yeah.
You used to, though, when you used to drink.
Oh, yeah, I was do a lot
you were
of
fun,
things.
Actually.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
When you used to drink. Now you've become you.
Like a couple decades ago, we were all a lot of fun.
Right.
That is true.
To be honest. Like, you know.
Times, they are changing.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything hurts.
Yeah.
I think I have a stress fracture in my
Everything's
right foot.
Too far away.
That too. Well, I understand that, though, as traffic has gotten worse and worse and worse.
Oh, no, there's
and
it's
no, more expensive.
It's legitimate.
I told them the other day, I think it was Tuesday of this week. I forget, maybe it was last week. It was this past week, Tuesday. We were supposed, no, it was last Thursday. That's what it was, when we had all the rain. So about a week and a half ago, all of our events for the night with the baseball tournament we were hosting got canceled. So I go home at 5 o'clock. My son was out with my wife at that point. I said to my other son, Matthew, who's going to be 17, loves the Mets. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, we rarely have these weeknights available, and there's rarely a game. I think it was Thursday. Maybe it was a Wednesday, whatever. I said, before I asked him, I'm like, let me check StubHub. The Mets were playing, I think it was the Mets Marlins. Tickets were cheap. I'm like, you know what? Let's go. It was 5 o'clock. Let's just do this. So I'm starting to walk down the stairs to tell him. I'm like, let me check the traffic. It was 5:02.
Okay.
It said the traffic on Google Maps had 2 hours and 42 minutes. I said, all right, there goes that.
I was going to say,
stinks.
I was actually thinking of that as you were telling the story.
I was hoping it was going to be.
For the moment.
Right. I was hoping I would see instead of, so without traffic, it's about an hour 10, hour 8.
Yeah.
I was hoping I would see an hour 45, hour 50. Just let me get there in time for first pitch. 2 hours and 42 minutes.
I know. I'm in it a lot.
Way.
Yeah, I know.
Just awful. Nick in Myrtle Beach. That sounds like a lovely place to live. What's up, Nick? How are you?
Yes, it is. I'm doing very well, and you guys have a great show. Kim, glad you're on.
Thank you.
I'm not going to ask you out because I'm happily married.
That's fine.
But glad to see you on the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about Hicks and Gallo, and I don't like the idea of them playing together in playoff games. And the Yankees are going to make the playoffs, but two guys who strike out as much as they do and their career averages are horrendous. I don't understand why, like, Marwin Gonzalez doesn't get a better shot to play an outfield position and sit one of those two guys. The other thing I wanted to say, and then maybe you, what do you think the chances are? They're 46% into the season, and Aaron Hicks is only 27 homers and 23 steals away from the 30-30 that he thought he might have.
Yeah.
What
are we talking about?
About Hicks.
You said 27. I heard the 27. What was the other one?
23 stolen bases away from his 30-30.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about Hicks that I would say, to be fair. His start was horrific. He really has, in the last month, played a lot more up to par than what he was.
He's been much better.
Great? No, I'm not saying that. But he's been much better the last 4 weeks compared to the first 6 weeks of the season.
And he had a great catch the other day. With Altuve. You know, keep in mind he's a center fielder in left field in that play. I'm not looking for extra credit for him, but it was a nice play. It was a big play. And I feel like with all of these guys, it's about confidence. It's all about confidence when you talk about professional athletes and whether they succeed, whether they don't. Most of them will tell you it's about confidence. The ones who don't just don't feel like saying it because that's what it always comes down to. With Hicks, you're seeing some of that better play, including in the field, also carrying over a little bit more at the plate. With Gallo, the problem is you're just not seeing that breakthrough for Joey Gallo. I think he might have 9 home runs with like 18 RBI, meaning, you know, he's driven in very few teammates, you know, even with his home run. So it's been a lost season so Gallo far. For Gallo, they can just absorb it because right now they can absorb anything.
He is what he is. Hicks, to me, was a really good player. He's coming back from a serious injury. He missed a lot of time. It takes time. And if you're a Yankee fan, you hope that...
That's been slow, though.
Yeah, oh, for
fairness,
sure.
That's been really
slow.
But
I do think you're starting to see him
a little bit.
better and better with more reps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.